Show is on, man. What it do? Too true. Too true. Your radio show is on, man.
Why you feel that this can't go right? You wouldn't keep her in with you to save your life. I messed up. No lie, that's the truth. But you been putting that shady bitch inside you. You, son, being hateful and ungrateful, making mistakes on purpose. Can't take it, you worthless. I've been giving you everything that you asked for, and all I get back is
fuck you, you an asshole.
You were sad, I ain't gonna even call you that. You already know your contract. Swallow that. I can't believe you was there in my heart, trying to grab it and tear it apart. But I'ma play you, baby. You lost one, cause it was never because of the sex. Now legs stretch to the back of their necks, huh? I'm knowing it hurt. I get it from my pops. Ain't nothing here. Your clothes in the dirt. Kick rocks.
You talk too much.
Then you wanna call the cops when your ass get dropped. That's why I play it cool, hit the blunt, sip the yak. Check the catalog and hit baby with the back. Cause your ass be trippin', and I ain't got time. We livin' the giant life, so fresh and so fly. So why you walking around like I didn't say shit? Gaining weight while you bangin' that Beyonce shit? You can pack all your bags to the left, to the left. You ran into a dime from the west. And there's a couple dollars and I wish you the best. But keep your good sex and keys to the Lexan. Don't tell your friends, all that nigga ain't shit. His money ain't long and he got a little big. And they'll be at the door trying to get in the mix, just to find out that you still a lying ass bitch, girl.
You talk too much. Don't you shut up.
Yeah, that's what Miss Diamond tells me.
That ain't right.
Dude, you talk too much. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Tony Two True. Here we are again, once again. It's Wednesday, hump day, back again. Boogie nights. We're not playing, you know, we're not playing. I got my girl, Miss Diamond, on the phone, so before I give up the mic to the host of tonight and my boy Goldie Gold, I'm gonna talk to my girl Miss Diamond way down there in the dirty, dirty South. What's going on, Miss Diamond?
I was trying to peek around the corner, but you caught me peeking. Huh?
I caught you peeking. You weren't just peeking. You was almost getting ready to raise your hand. I seen that. Hey, Miss Diamond, how you doing today?
I'm doing good today. I'm just enjoying myself, enjoying the music. You talk too much. You had
I
to put
it.
That song on for me.
Yeah, you know, I had to put that song on for you, sis. You always tell me I talk too much. Hey, didn't we have a great time last night on Uncle Elf's show, Up All Night?
Oh, we had a ball last night. It was off the chain. F and F is off the chain. I can't wait till next time.
I know. As a matter of fact, you know, I was following F and F all the way around Baltimore, Maryland today, all day long, trying to get him to come back on the show. I see him peeking around the corner, so I'm going to let him on in a minute.
Yeah,
but,
let him on. Can you let him on so I can say hey to him? Hey.
Absolutely. Before we get started, I'm gonna see if that's Uncle F. Uncle F, are you in the house with me, man? Where Uncle F at?
Boogie night. It's all right. It's time to party. Boogie night.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, man.
Too
it's
true,
good
too
to
true.
Have you guys here tonight, man.
I'm good. I'm blessed. I was trying to find the website and everything because somebody was telling me it was a 1-800 number, and I was trying to find. They were saying something about it was a naked lady picture, and they said click on it, right? And they say call the 1-800 number, and I was like, damn. I was like, I called, couldn't get nothing.
You got the wrong number. You got the wrong number. The number is 1-800 licka dicka bigger.
I'm glad I called this number because, I'm retired. I'm a born again virgin.
That's right.
But I'm happy to participate and thank y'all for participating, you know, on my show. And you know how we do here. The middle name is Network. You know, network, but you know, guys are doing a great job.
Man,
a great job, and there's more to come.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, F, man. You got to tell everybody, man. I know you're going to be with us for a while. I have one song. I'm going to give up the mic, but I've got one song, F, that I want to play for everybody, but it's an exclusive by my boy Get Right. But I don't know if you've heard it or not, but I want you to check this out, and when we come back.
Choo-choo.
Yes.
Choo-choo. Isn't that, can you see Steve Penn knocking on that door?
Let me see. You know, Steve Penn, wait a minute. Yeah, I see Steve.
Steve Penn, he's knocking on the door. I can hear the door knocking.
Let me see something. Is that my little brother, Stephen Penn, on the line with me?
That's what it is. What up, people?
Damn, man.
I told you he was on that, he was knocking at that door.
Hey, Steve, I got Uncle F on the phone, man, out of Baltimore, man. Holla at you.
Uncle F, what's up, man?
He sent the track on the radio show last night.
Exactly.
What's going on, man?
I'm blessed, you know. I'm hanging in here, hanging with my family. We family now, you know what I'm saying?
That's what
we
it
family.
Is. That's really? What it is. Hey, I sent
family.
You an email, man. I sent you an email telling you thanks for calling in, supporting the show, and we need more DJs like you, man, to give us artists a shot, man. That we well deserve. More DJs like you, man. Big up the Big F, man. Word up.
Yes,
big
F, yes,
real talk. Hey, check this out, everybody. I gotta do this because we gotta keep the show cracking. But F, Steve, you on the line right now. I want you guys to listen to this track, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about this cat, and then we're going to get a show over to the host of the night. Check this out, man. Wow.
We record? Yeah. Can't get right. Rebellion. I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means. Yeah, and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy would truly forever be relieved. Now, how do you feel when you give your all and still don't feel like you're giving that much? Cause you're stuck in a place where you think your life sucks so tough that it make you wanna give your life up. But I'm here to tell you that it ain't that bad when you think about worse problems other people's having. That's how you prove that you're really worth a damn and understand that there's no such thing as a perfect man. So I'ma search the land for a perfect plan to help people come together and make the earth expand to a better place to live in, instead of a prison that was built off hurt feelings and bad decisions that was made in the days. And I ain't trying to justify the past mistakes like everything is okay, but I'm paving the way to let things fade away. Cause if God can't forgive, then who am I to say anything other than I'm closer to my dreams? Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm closer to my dreams indeed. But I will make it if I continue to feed the heat to fall. And no, I'm not misleading y'all. You gotta really let go of the foolish things you are. The path, everything bad that was in your path. So you can separate the good from bad in your path and walk with your head up. Cause if you walk with it down, you'll probably miss all the heavenly glory. Finally getting attention from the love that ignored me, that liberated me from the thought of being a Voorhees. But that's another story I'm willing to share. But for now, I'm feeling so good I don't even care about my beauty or summer that had me heated and under. Till I deleted my demons and proceeded to conquer, defeated the monster that feeds off of my well-being, that allowed me to fight off anything that hell brings. I swear, falling off is something I won't dare, even if it means finding ways to float on air. I'ma do what I got. I think it's a whole enchilada because I'm in it to win it, and I'ma finish with honor. So understand, if you wanna get more things, never let another person take away your dreams. You gotta speak it to existence like a prophecy and keep going until you make them all believe. I mean everybody, from your mama to your pastor, don't let
let nobody take away your dreams, man.
Wow.
Live for you. Rebel music. Can't get right.
That's an exclusive. Can't get right. That's high. Okay, F.
That sounds good.
Tell me what you think about that, man. Break that down for me, F.
Number one, that's a beautiful meeting. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait for the cut to go on.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, I had to respect that cut, you know what I'm saying, and let it ride on out. But the beat is tight. It's like it's riding, you know what I'm saying. That's a type of tune that you can zone out. You know, the vocals, that's completely, like, on point, and his pattering, dealing with his flow, is on point, complimenting the track itself. I just finished having studio time like 30 minutes ago, about like 30, 45 minutes ago, and I was sharing that with one of my new artists, and he's a rapper, and I was telling him, you know, dealing with rapping and singing, you know, you got to have a flow and a technical way how you approach the track. A lot of people dealing with writing music, and if somebody's, you know, listening to this, this is to a very important seed that I'm planting, you know, planting into the ground. When you are writing music, dealing with a beat, you got to complement that beat, because if you don't do that, you're going against the grind. I used to have a habit back in the day. I used to write my lyrics on my free time and didn't even know what beat I'm going to place the beat with or match it with. And what I was doing, I was fighting against the beat. So it's more like, it was a boxing match, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you're doing your material, you don't need no boxing match. You know, you need a situation where it's in a comfort zone, so someone can hear each and every word that you are saying, your pronunciation, dealing with the flow. Is somebody bobbing their head to it, or they looking like, why did dude or why did this young lady, you know, jump on this track? So, you know, you got to be very careful when you construct your work and put it down.
Absolutely, man. You know, I kind of call it like, I like to kind of refer to it as like, you know, riding the beat or dancing with the groove in concert. Like you got to become one with what you're doing, with your piece, you know. And like we were talking about in your show last night, that's where you can, I can listen to a track, and then I can ascertain the seriousness of that artist, the work ethic that he or she put into that piece when I listen to it. And that's what I call hot. I might not necessarily like a song enough, it might not be the genre that I prefer enough for me to buy that CD, but I would have to say from a music appreciative point of view that it's a nice piece, you know, because it's been worked. Man, look, I'm going to play another song right quick, and then when we come back, you guys, I'm going to have my boy Andre Boogie Wilson so he can get this this Boogie Night thing cracking. We're going to have some more fun. We're going to take some more phone calls. Hopefully, you guys, I know you guys are like it's past your bedtime down there on the East Coast and the Big B, Baltimore, down in the ATL, my boy Steve Penn. But I appreciate you guys calling and listening as long as you can. But let's go to this next song. Since I'm bringing my boy Dre Boogie on, we're going to do it like this. We're going to play one of Dre Boogie's.
Let me love you, now that it made you die.
Y'all listening to Blog Talk Radio with Big Tony True True. This is your man, Dre Boog. This is Boogie Night. And it's Wednesday night, hump night, as usual. Every Wednesday night, we have a great time getting this network together. I've been listening. I walked in the studio. I was partying a little bit on the way over here, talking to my friend sitting outside, listening to the, you know, vibe of the station. And I just love the way the network is just really just putting everything together. And so I appreciate everything about the network and everything I'm hearing. Baltimore in the house. Atlanta in the house. It sounds real good to me, man. Connecticut in the house. New York in the house. It's growing and growing and growing. Boogie Nights is a good part of this thing. We just in the middle of the week, you know, it's about halfway during the work week, and we start off the week like this, and every time I'm listening, it's some brand new stuff. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna put these callers back on the air, because I wanna hear what's going on in down there in 404. You on the air? Who am I speaking
to? Yeah.
Who this?
It's your boy Steve, man. I just want to say,
up,
what
Steve?
Up, Dre Boog?
Man, what's up, man?
Happy birthday, man. I was trying to get at you that day, man, but you was partying, man. You was doing your thing.
You was out there. I went out and cut a rug. Had a big old wall with the mirrors. And,
okay.
Man, you know.
Okay.
Man, it was a cool thing. Drinks is on the house.
That's what's up.
What you been up to, man?
I just been chilling, man. Just out here grinding, man. You know, in the studio working, trying to present some new stuff, and get my boys ready to come on out. So, you know, we're just in the lab, man. I'm in the lab right now, actually. I said, you know what? I gotta call in before I before I go ahead and take the night out, man. So I said, let me call and get my man Dre Boogie shout-outs, man, and see what's going on tonight, man.
Man, I just came from the live, too, just to take a break to come make sure that, you know, let everybody know that I'm in the live. Just left from over to the Young Giants. And, you know, it's going down. My man Ducey, I'm saying a special prayer for him. He was out there playing basketball this weekend, and he told me he was trying to do a 360, but he's only like 5'9", right? He's trying to party on the weekend, too, out there balling the playoff Laker, you know, just frenzy.
Wow.
And end up hurting his ankle a little bit. He said he bouncing back kind of fast, though. So big shout out to Ducey and the Young Giants. Get well, sir. But yeah, man, the lab, definitely.
Definitely, we gotta link up and make some magic too, man.
Well, I'm always, you know, in the mix with this Blog Talk Tony Choo Choo Radio, and you know, we send music. I got people to send me music, but this has been the hub for the longest, and you know how to get in contact with that. That's
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna do it again. GoldieGold09@gmail.com, or you can do TooTooRadio@gmail.com. You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
And just send it over, because the more the merrier. That's what we've been talking about today on my Facebook. You can look me up on my Facebook at Andre Dre Boogie Wilson.
Okay.
At the Facebook spot. You know what I mean? And I got a lot of friends on there, and we just be talking and chopping it up, trying to make sure that, you know, all this good music is playing.
That's what's up. I know you got to get some other callers, man. I just want to give my little, you know what I'm saying, 2 cents in, holler at you, man.
Man,
well, enjoy the rest of the show, man, and I'll be checking in.
Well, check in, and we're going to just keep on spinning. I think I'm going to keep on taking in a caller. Area code 410. You on now. Is this Uncle F?
Yeah, Uncle F still here. I'm chilling. I'm laying in the cut. I'm still here, baby boy.
I was I was listening now. I heard all y'all talking, and I came in, and I got to talk to y'all too, man. I got to say hello to everybody, you know?
Okay, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what
man.
I'm saying? That's how we do. We support.
I'm glad the network is just building and growing.
Yeah. And, you know, any material out there, you know, send it to me so I can go ahead and spin. You know, and the email is fnf1989@msn.com. You know what I'm saying? And I support and play it on my show. And also, you know, by me being a DJ, you know, I spin it when I be in a club or if
that's
I'm
right.
Or a party or whatever. I have a cookout coming out on the 23rd. A cookout coming out. That sound crazy. A cookout coming out. Okay, now that was crazy. I have a cookout. My annual Memorial Day cookout, the 23rd, what, 2 more Saturdays from now, because this Saturday will be the 16th, the next following Saturday will be the 23rd, and need some material. Email me some material for sure, so I can go ahead and play it at the cookout, and also I'm going to have a show live that day, and that will be 2:30 p.m. Eastern time, so everybody can go ahead and call in, you know, and share information, and also our father's birthday. So, you know, you can say happy birthday. But the main thing is, you know, network. You know, we can do it
live.
Like, look, we tuning in straight
to
Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying. It is making sure the network is popping. Making sure we always dropping this new original music right here, and then the network I see is just growing and growing and growing, so you're going to be on that side spinning. That's what the whole dynamic of this movement is the fact that they don't, ain't no, I mean, you own your own little pot of what you got to do, you know what I mean? You own it, and then
that's
you can
true.
Help the next person, because y'all on the same page, and so we got a lot of people that's, like, understanding that, especially these independent artists, like, yo, you know, let's do it now. We can't wait till we in line. We can't just keep waiting and waiting. If it's done, you think it's ready, the people like it, let's get it spent. Let's put it out there.
You're
you know?
Right about
and
that.
Then we, yeah, yeah. And then each one teach one the next, you know, good business move and how to, and how to, you know, be real understanding, have your understanding together about what it is that this music business could be for you. You know what I mean? There's so many industries that you can get involved in from music.
Right,
Will
exactly.
Smith come from music.
And would you about to play some music? I want to share something real quick. Tony's still online?
Oh, Tony's just right there. He's walking around. He making sure that we got the notes and everything proper and correct. You know
right,
what
exactly.
I mean? It's two radio.
Right, exactly. Right, and tell him to make sure that Hog Maws and Chilling is right, because I'm looking for that.
You say Hog Maws and Chilling.
Yeah, Chilling. Yeah, tell him email me that Hog Maws and Chilling. But look, check this out on a serious tip. I'm going to share some information because I know we on air, but you know, when I deal with somebody dealing with a brother and sister show, you know, I'm not going to share too much, but email me or Tony will give me a call later on. But look, I'm going to have this young lady named Nikki from New York, Matrix, Nikki Matrix, and she's very popular in New York, an upcoming artist. And what I'm going to do is share some information, and I'll get her on your show, you know what I'm saying, so we
okay.
can go and rock that East Coast, West Coast, you know. So I'm taking care of the information on my end, and then I'll share that information, you know, so you can go ahead and do an interview, you know, on your behalf dealing with the West Coast, you know, and that's how we do, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring it to the world.
Yeah. Why not bring it? It's got to be brought, you know what
oh,
I mean?
My fault.
It got to be brought, man. It got to be brought.
Right,
we
exactly.
out here, don't shelf yourself, help yourself. Put
uh-oh.
It in the mix, you know what I mean? Help your own career and have no fear. Help your own career.
That's
you
right.
know what? This is hump day, though. You know what I mean? And every Wednesday, the middle of the week, I know y'all been working, but I always like to throw back a little ode to my daddy and them. They did so much for the game. They opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people. And, you know, Uncle Charlie's still out there, and my pops and them still get it going. So, you know, in behalf of pops and them, the GAT, you know, I'm just going to be a lifelong gapper around this piece. I'm just letting everybody know that this is a good one, and this is how they should do every Wednesday through the weekend. Every Wednesday. Trey Boogie Nights. BlogTalkRadio.com. I'll do it right.
People at? What are you at? Say it loud. See?
He's off and let him go. Eeny, meeny, meeny, miny, mo.
That's enough for that. We finna take it back. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm up in here with Tony Choo Choo and Goldie Go. Boogie Night. Ray Boogie.
So why you tell me that?
Tell me that.
Girl, you burn my feet.
Yes, what it do, y'all? This is your boy, Goldie Gold. Got to give big shouts out to Uncle F, you know, Mr. Steve Penn, Miss Diamond, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for you. This is your boy, Goldie Gold. Man, I want to give a shout out to Nikki Matrix, too. Can't wait to hear that. Uncle F, you're talking about her. I'm really feeling that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and give it to y'all like this, you heard me?
Get them all.
This is another presentation of Boogie Nights brought to you by blogtalkradio.com.
You're walls, walls, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. And I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. You're walls, walls, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. And I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way.
In the mirror, I look eye to eye to me. My alter ego, I observe, acknowledge me. Daylight in the street, say hi to me. But when the night comes, no goodbye to me. Hey yo, I bump into the stranger, my apology. They track my footsteps, overexcited me. So I take a look back, the silence bothered me. But the coast was clear, just like it ought to be. Death to my grave, my spirit doesn't follow me. The block is mystical, so I dove outside the street. The bottom of the pavement, evil's right after me. Up low to the streets, and soar to deep. Chase the footsteps, soar and creep. And this stranger that's next to me is texting me. It's no surprise, it's my shadow vexing me. Don't know which direction to cross. I move forth into this empty path. I'm
lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. You're lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way.
Seems I'm not making any progression. I think I backpedaled in the wrong direction. I know it seems bad, I wanna change my past. In any way I can, I reshape the mass. Evil I'll subtract, and the good I'll add. I want my life to be pure, see through like glass. If I'm dirty inside, I change my act. But yo, I'm lost in the moment, future, present, and past. Mind gone like a weed smoke, a puff past. The only thing, when you high, how long will it last? How long will it take for you to find your way back? My thoughts have no conclusion, mind running elusive. Illusions is all I see, and it's highly confusing. That's why, cause I don't know, is it because I'm lost? All these people in my face, and I don't know who they are. So what's the plan, who's your man? Strange is all I saw. Yo, I'm lost,
lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. And I'm in the open, I don't think I'm safe. But it's the only way to get back and find my way. Yo, I'm lost, lost, I can't find my way. This evil takes over, can't hide my pain. And I'm in the open,
yo, I'm trying to find a way back to my home, but I can't think. My mind's blinked the back of my dome. Vivid image that I'm hearing, but I cannot picture. And the vision is so rough, I can't help the picture. So I follow the sound that got me through. You can't win every battle, sometimes you lose. But I ain't trying to be the loser, I ain't seeing the bottom. Cause it seems that all the losers is mostly forgotten. I just want to be remembered and known as the best. So my name could be alive when I've chosen to rest. I'm blessed, I hear it all the time, deep in my mind.
I hear it.
I'm blessed with this talent, blessed that I'm alive. If it wasn't for this talent, I don't think I'd survive. I'd be on another path, another road in life. But no, it wouldn't be the same as holding a mic. But yo, I found my way, it's what I chose to like. Come on. Yeah. Yo. I was lost, man. But I think I found my way back. Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Back home to hip hop. Feel me?
Dry Boogie in the house.
Same
pen. Hey, you doing the thing, man. Yeah, I'm liking that. It's major. this is Boogie Nights, and like again, I say we just gonna keep on spinning. Well, Steve, you back?
I'm back, man. I'm tuning in. You know, this stuff is highly addictive, man. This is highly addictive right here, man. So, you know, I'm in front of the boys right now. I'm geeking out, man, tracking up some music. I'm listening. I'm playing with the keys at the same time. This is great. I'm addicted to it, man. I just got off the phone with Diamond. I told her I was going to stay on for another 10 minutes. She said, "You sure you're not going to stay on for another hour and 10 minutes?"
Yeah, you know. But this is a thing that we can form, right? This is why I think it's sad. So we could talk about, you know, some of the things that we can do to enhance our careers as we go along making this network, because it's starting to pop. I love the music, but
thanks,
as far as knowing, like, say if I wanted to come down to Atlanta.
Right.
You know,
Let's make it happen.
What do you have to do to do this? You know, what do I have to do to maybe help you do a show, or we could do a show together or something like that, so we can start making it big and get involved and
we
be out at the park barbecuing and making sure the crowd is there and making sure we got our speakers bumping and Lolos and all of that old thing like that.
You know, any as far if you just if it just besides all that, if you just wanted just to come to the A just to chill with your boy, first of all, that can happen anytime. As far as doing some shows, I think this is where it's at. I think you're already on the right path, man, doing this Blog Talk Radio, letting
right.
people know that you out there. You know what I'm saying? Dre Boogie's out there. Tony Chutu's out there. Goldie's out there. Ms. Diamond's out there. Steve Penn's out there. And we got all each other's emails and stuff, man. So it's just nothing but a little bit of politicking, man. Keep doing what we're doing, and we can make it happen. I'm networking every day, meeting new people, and telling them my goals and plans. And, you know, they're supporting the kids. So
give us
you know,
your number.
Nothing, man.
Give them your number one more time, Steve.
44.
You know, not the phone number, but, you know, some info. give me your –
oh,
yeah. You know, yeah,
but then,
yeah
but then,
give me your phone, home phone number. My bad. My bad. We know we're in Atlanta. 404, that's how you get.
Yeah, you know, my number, my phone rings off the hook all the time, so I'm kind of, like, used to it. But if anybody wants to get in touch with me, Blue Era Entertainment, hit me up at blueeraentertainmentmyspace.com. /Blue Era Entertainment, man. That's BLUERAENT. Holler at me, man, and I'll return all emails, man, all emails. So get at the boy, man.
Man, we're going to holler back. We're going to take another caller
okay.
right there on Blog Talk Radio. It's Boogie Nice. We just, you know, trying to get the vibe about what's going on. Well, we're going to go to area code, whatever. It don't matter. Put your area code. Let me see. Which one? 760. There we go.
Jay Boogie.
Hello.
Jay Boogie.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think I know who this is.
You know who this is. Don't try to play with me.
How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Trey. I just called in to show my support.
Oh, of course. We always like that. Do you like the music so far?
I love the music. It's great.
That's what, I mean, what we're doing is trying to push the artists, make sure that at least we got our radio. We got our radio station, and it's playing worldwide. Blog Talk Radio is playing worldwide. We're getting all kind of little networks, from, especially from all over the U.S. It's just artists is just being real supportive of what we're doing. So we're just going to spend as much of it as we can until the wheels fall off.
Jay Boogie, can I request a song?
Okay. We like requests.
I want to request We Can Freak It.
Do we got We Can Freak It? Uh-oh. Okay, I have to. We can freak it. Freak if you want to, baby. Shine if you want to. But communicating, you know that we can freak it. Is that it? That's it. We don't. I don't think we got the. You know, we gonna have to upload the whole song. Bow, 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 bounce, bum, bow, bum, bounce. Do, wow, wow. Yeah, we'll get that. We'll get that cracking. We'll make sure the next time. Yeah, she got the song. Oh my God! Yeah. You know, we got a. Yeah, I got a big shout out to my man, Young Gotti, man. I see him doing some big things. He got some new projects out. I'm going to reach out and holler at him. I've just been looking. I ain't been really out there because I know he's busy. But big shout out to you. I like that record right there. We Can Freak It. That's how all this whole stuff started with me in the music business. You know, and it's fun to be, like, independent. So that's what this network is about. You know what I mean? So we push it, push it. And push it, you know what I mean? Try to make it happen. I appreciate that request, but next time.
Hey, yeah. Do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world needs is a little bit of love. Hey, do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world needs is a little bit of love. Picture this, drawing on a canvas.
type of lyrical art that you can't miss. Perceive as I'm in it for the money. You got me all wrong, honey. I'm here to spread the word. Like your eyes open, looking at a songbird. Here's a word, truth. So don't blink at the message. Here's another contestant waiting to be tested. I'll assume that you're hiding from the truth. Government deficit is designed for the youth. And what about the troops overseas? If you're feeling like a vet, you'll get bomb in your cheese. The cold rock hard with the bombing disease. Whether good or bad or sad, to hear the word, please, please don't shoot. My life is dedicated to living with my youth. Mr. Mom, I'm living proof. Hey, do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world needs is a little bit of love. Hey, do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world
come check the rhymes on Friday night, 8 p.m. Yeah, standard time. Now you know. 347-884-8884.
This is how we do it. And so the main thing that we pushing in tonight is the fact that we're going to network tougher, harder, stronger, and make our bonds, business bonds, a little bit better and more comprehensive to what it is that this game entails. It takes a lot to be in the music business. That's what I can say about it. You got to perform. You got to stay groomed up. You know, you gotta have a little cheese. you gotta have your good lawyer, good accountant. Make sure you don't get in trouble. Your website predicaments have to be on A1. You got a lot of templates out there that we're gonna get information to you eventually because we're compiling it and we trying to test and do the test runs and see which ones are most effective to try to help us as artists. And then some of us are going to be lucky and get the big Warner Brothers deals and the big Universal, you know, distribution and your thing that going on with Walmart and your Targets and all of those things can be done in perspective. It's a lot of talent out there, and we listening to it. Just about how you probably go about your business, you know. You take your time, you learn your craft. Go back to the lab if it ain't right, and then you make alliances like we're doing, and then since we not on the radio quite, I've had a few things out there, but all of us, we not just on nobody's serious national rotation or maybe international rotation, but we are doing underground videos. We are trying to make a name for ourselves in the craft that we love so much. You know what I mean? And so. I'm just trying to get at everybody on Boogie Nights. Like, let's just make sure you almost stand. It's almost like staying in your books, making sure that you catch an advice, making sure you're trying to link up with the right people, and making sure that your music is hot, because that's how it's gonna get that airplay like you want it. Every time step it up. That's what I say. You did one, let's do another one. We finna listen to some more music, so. Let's make this happen. My man, Tony Boyd. What's up, Las Vegas? Boogie Night. Watch.
Yo, casino lights. Cloud my windshield. It's like Christmas every night. Sinning every night. Chasing women every night.
losing women on the dice. I'm losing my religion with the Henny that I'm sipping. Tonight I'm feeling different. I'm usually the nigga with the white tee and fitted. The Nikes and denim, but I'm feeling like linen. Curved cologne tinted. Pair of hard bottoms, nigga, every player got them. On the sweaty dance floor, acting like a man whore. Drinking my hand with a one night stand. And my immediate plans, sexual advances to one more chance. Ain't nothing but that champagne music for ex-pill users and alcohol abusers and cocaine sniffers who want to escape the rigors of life for a minute. Just pray to God forgive us.
Lord, save my soul.
Yeah, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Uh-huh. Please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Yeah, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord,
private dancer, face down, ass up. She move her body like a natural round. My homies looking at her like that slut. But I wonder what the girl been through. What type of pain she's suppressing in her mental. What would make her take her innocence and trade it in so she can sexually entertain strange men? Wonder what she ever neglected when she abused. Maybe she just worn her a necklace and new shoes. Or maybe she just like to get naked and drink brew. Or maybe she was never protected and just confused. Yeah, who the fuck am I to judge? My hand on a thong with my girlfriend at home. Shit, we both wrong. I don't even know her, but I'ma pray for her.
Lord, save my soul.
Yeah, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Uh-huh, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Yeah, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Uh-huh, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy. I move around Vegas, my waist decorated with something nickel plated, can you blame me? My homie didn't make it, he's young and cremated. His mama couldn't face him, he was a baby. And that shit can change you, make you a little crazy. Bitter, a little angry, does it make me a monster? Cause I got demons inside that I haven't conquered. Sometimes I feel people inside, and my conscience can eat me alive. But I know where my heart is, and so does God, you see. You should take a look in the mirror before you hold your finger in my direction, before you pick the stone up. I bet you got skeletons of your own. Your closet is cluttered like my motherfucker. So how could you judge me? You don't even know me. Why don't you pray for me?
Lord, save my soul.
Yeah, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Uh-huh, please forgive me, Lord. I'm just a city boy.
Lord, save my soul.
Baby, because my mama was a
strawberries with no cream, and right down the drain went all my dreams. And as crazy as it seems, I ain't never had a taste for none of the simple things. I was never in class when the school bell rings, and when the church choir sing, I would cry and be me. But that's something that my niggas on the block never seen. That was just a part of the regime, the same crazy ass routine, the same niggas that can't afford to give a fuck about me. Felt like I was busting out the seams, chasing these worthless dreams. I felt lonely when my best friend was just my triple beam. It ain't never got me nowhere, me and my gangster lean. And why did these demons keep chasing me in my sleep? Well, I feel it was because I was too scared to face my own defeat. Now I pay for it, full of this negative energy. It ain't never paid off me living my life as a G. It ain't never paid off me living my life as a G. Hip-hop. Hip-hop, what would I do without? Hip-hop, what would I do without? Hip-hop. Might as well go head on and have a moment of silence. I don't think I'm going to be able to escape this dying violence. So bring the lights and sirens to my grandmama crying as she drowns in her tears, cause she feels my soul is crying. Little brother, he harbors all of his feelings in silence. When I look down upon him, I can really see him trying. But what he don't know is about all these careless mountains that he's climbing. And it really ain't nowhere to turn to when today is climbing. As time keeps chiming and the time keeps winding, it's really nowhere to run to, so little nigga quit hiding. Ain't nobody to confide in, just a bunch of niggas to fight with, and a gang of young low-life niggas to go get high with, young niggas to die with, and they all ain't worth riding with. You don't ever want to go to some of the places that I've been. Don't let nobody tell you that it's too late to start your life over again, even if you only have just a pad and a pen. Hip-hop, what would I do without? Hip-hop, what would I do without? Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Here's about this. Take it back to the drum board, man.
I told y'all.
Go back to the studio.
It ain't worth it.
Tighten your track up.
That's why I want to date
you. Are you listening,
y'all,
man? This show is for the artists to listen to. The
Come
artists.
On.
I'm trying to show you. Check it out. Hip-hop.
The homies.
Yeah. I got my boy.
You can't take him with you.
I'm on the line. I got my girl.
You on your own,
Danny
son.
Girl on the line.
You feel me?
I'm going to cue both of them in like this. Yeah. It's your boy, Two Truth, thumping boogers at you. All right. What you think about that? Look at here. BlogTalkRadio.com. You know, once again. Hey, Danny girl, are you on with me, baby? Danny girl. No, that's not.
Who that cup was by again?
Danny girl.
You say Danny?
Danny yeah. girl.
Oh, daddy?
Danny. D-A-N-N-Y. Girl.
Oh, okay then. Yeah. Okay. I
F, that was a lie. That was a lie, F. I just wanted to make sure you was paying attention. It's D as in David, A-N-I, girl.
Oh, okay then.
Tell me what Tight. You think about that,
Tight.
F, because your
I like
opinion
that.
Your opinion really matters to me. Now, this girl is born and raised on the West Coast. Remember, one of these days you and I were talking, we were talking about the global artist that appeals, that has that global appeal. For an artist to be born and bred and raised on the West Coast, what do you think about that track right there?
Okay, here's some true talk, and this for real. Me listening to it, she sound exactly like Jean Grey. It's this young lady. It's an underground artist from New York, and she been around Jean Grey, and she's tight and everything, and she sounds similar to her. It was kind of scary for a moment, because that's why I was wondering. I was like, hold up. You know, is that her or, you know, another artist? But I already know that you said, you know, the name and everything.
Right.
But have you ever been, like so focused when you listening to someone and you be like, they sound exactly like blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But right. besides that, I just had to kick that out because there was some true talk.
No, that's excellent because I know that you feel on the point that I was saying. Now, Jean Grey, now I've heard of her. She's from the old school, but now tell the listeners what area Jean Grey is from.
Right, she's on the East Coast.
My point.
That's right, exactly, right. And that's the whole point. And we about to go, because you know how we politic. But besides that, let me do A and B. Already did A. B, on her style, that is good. I like the flow. It goes back to what I was saying. She complimented the track and everything, and she had to take care of her business, and she took care of her business.
Right.
You know, and that was smooth. That's like, you know, you grade in the paper. That's an A on that paper, point blank. That's an A
point
on that
blank.
Paper, point blank. You know,
and you heard that from Uncle F out of the Big B, Maryland, Baltimore. Yeah, you know, F, I respect your opinion, man. You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, I like about this opportunity that people like you and I have to present these artists. That are also have global appeal. Now, with Danny Girl, Danny Girl is an excellent lyricist. Not only that, she writes all of her music. And, you know, she's done a lot of work for a lot of different celebrities. So her resume is proper, too. You know, she owns part of a label called Paradise Records, and they're doing some wonderful things that, you know, I'll be able to, God has blessed me to be able to, you know, present those.
Danny Girl's on now.
Oh, Danny Girl's on now. We're going to bring her on right now. Danny Girl, are you with me? Wait a second. Jeff, you still with me, right?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Let me see. Danny Girl, are you on with me?
Well, let's take this call out of.
Let me see. Let's check her again. Danny Girl, are you with me? That's okay. We'll wait. We'll see. She'll wink at me.
Right. Just wink, wave your hand or whatever.
You know? Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Keep on pressing the one. I'm trying to tell
you.
That's you'll get contact.
Press the one. Yeah.
Keep on pressing the one.
We're going to take this call out of the 516. Last four digits are 8341. I hope you want to chop it up with your boy, Too True. Goldie Gold. And my boy, Dre Boogie. Are you on the line with us? 516.
Yo. Hey. What's going on?
Hey, everything's going on. You, what's going on? Because you took the time to call our show. What's happening?
516.
That's right. Last four digits, 8341. What's on your mind?
How's the West Side?
Hey, the West is always West up. You know, the good weather and you know, it's beautiful, just like it is. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Oh, yeah, Long Island, New York. That's a blessing, you know.
See, we were just talking about New York.
Yeah, we're calling, trying to hear some Danny Girl, Dre Boogie on the radio.
That's right. What's your name? I already know who this is. You know, I'm telling you, I'm telepathical that way.
My name is Ebony.
I know, Ebony. How are you, my doll?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. I sure appreciate you calling. And looky here, we're gonna do some of that for you. You know what? Let's give me some Rambo. I want my boy F to hear this too. We having a ball out here tonight, Ebony. I hope that you are having a ball too. God bless you. We love you. But I want you to hear this. Hey, Dre Boogie thumped the booger on me, man. I'm gonna tell y'all about that shit when we come back. Check this out.
Hey Rambo, when you gonna come up with another song?
I'm a recording engineer over here. Yeah, Boogie Bronx to the X. Yo, Boomba, where you at?
Shout out to Chris on the beat.
One, two, I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. One, two, why sound low? Turn my voice up, baby, it's Rambo. One, two, I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. One, two, why sound low? Turn my voice up. Well, I'm here now, so what you gonna do, cousin? Instead of flapping your gums, nigga, do something. You talk a big game, but you won't do nothing. Use a loser in disguise, about to prove something. In the other hand, I got the upper hand with connects. That's legit, nigga, I'm the... My nigga Boombo with Sumo, your whole show. They have your entourage.
Get it on the floor.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. 1, 2, 1, 2. Why sound low? Turn my voice up, baby, it's Rambo. 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. 1, 2, 1, 2. Why sound low? Turn my voice up. I flip the pop heat off with a taste of rap. I do whatever it takes just to bring it back to the time when I listen to rap. The same amount of time cooking that a fiend smoke crack. Hip hop's lying on his deathbed, one breath away from being dead and upset. So now we can move on and try to rebuild what the late great started. Check the background. The Bronx is the birthplace of my worst face. It's where Rambo caught his very first case. Stealing from the store, can't go for something more. 50 cent chips, yeah, this guy was poor. But when we starve, we're looking for ways to eat. And if you relate, then you stand on your feet. That goes for all the people starving in New York. Walk with me while I hold up the torch. 1, 2, 1, 2, I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. 1, 2, 1, 2, why sound low? Turn my voice up, baby, it's Rambo. 1, 2, 1, 2, I'm good to go. DJ, get the beat loud for the show. 1, 2, 1, 2, why sound low? Turn my voice up.
Yeah, we getting born. I really need to talk to you though, man. Yeah. I've just stuck it on my mind.
Cash and cars. Maybe I am a ghetto star. Stop going to the hood, ask about me to the homies. I don't know who you are.
wrong. Hey, something happened happen straight, but my world will crumble apart. Look around you, and then ask, why I carry a 4-5? And I don't better than smoking loot on the block, getting high off live. When I was free on the outside, I just was on one trying to survive. I'm still thanking my lucky stars that Danny Drunk is still alive. I thought you could gave up on me by now, but I see that you still checking for me. All in after kite, and you still keep shooting me money. Well, I appreciate the love and all the prayers you shared for me. True love always, just for staying down and caring for me. Holla back.
Oh, that was for 516, Gangster Miss, Dre Boogie, featuring Danny Girl. It's Boogie Nights once again, and I'm loving tonight. We loving bringing this good music to y'all. We loving your support, calling in, and supporting this, you know, movement that we got, trying to make it happen. I'm not going to comment too much on about me flipping boogers at people or nothing like that, you know what I mean? Because it's really the other way around, and Tutu know that. He got to tell the truth. He can't slide that booger thing back over me. He started the whole conversation like, you know, let me throw this booger at you. And that's exactly what he was doing, throwing boogers. And so, you know, it gets a little wild around here sometimes. We be trying to avoid it, but we the homies, so you know, we just have fun and enjoy kind of what we doing, you know what I mean? Except for our duck. I was worse than George Bush with that. I was like, trying to make sure. I was like, further, what is he doing? He was rolling. I was like, bro, I saw exactly what was going on. Too true. I'm faster than that. Anyway, it's a boogie night, man. I said it was Goldie Gold. I think it bounced off the wall. I think it might. It's a boogie night. We on hump night. You know what I mean? And so we trying to have fun as we listen to this original music. You know, you can't get this. Yeah, no, this is kind of exclusive wear and tear, you know. And we didn't put our work in. We stay in the studio, and you know, just trying to make sure. You know, oh yeah, yeah. Everybody that's been like putting it down with us, I got to tell you firsthand that we appreciate that off the 100. I like to multiply that times 10 at least. And then so we got to, you know what? I'm taking them some 405 area code caller. 405. I just went to the call right away. 405, you on deck.
Man, you know who this is. Don't be acting like you don't know who this is.
Okay, well, then I know who it is now. 405 could have been somebody. You could have been calling from any number. You live in the 405.
Who the 405? What's the 405?
I know you the 405.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the Oklahoma City.
That's Oklahoma City.
Yes, yes, indeed.
You
what's
know,
up? That's Cuzzo.
Yeah, what's going on? How's everything
His
going?
His name is Frank.
I've been checking y'all out.
Yeah.
I want to speak
Frankie
on y'all.
Frank.
I want to speak on y'all tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to speak in, you know, had some time off. Wanted to see you guys doing some great things out there. And,
you when know, you coming out?
Hey, we're going to be out the end of May.
End of May.
Yeah, about
oh, well, I don't have to. We don't have to wait long for your presence, sir.
Yeah, just
I know you've been down there putting it down in the OKC.
Yeah,
with that that Lucky 7, huh?
Exactly, Lucky 7 Records and Entertainment. You know, just hit your MySpace. You know what I'm saying? And do the MySpace. It's a Lucky 7
you gotta
Records.
You gotta send us some. You gotta send us your favorite stuff.
Yeah, I have
at least a couple joints.
Well, I have any means that we're getting ready to release. And matter of fact, when I get off of here now, I'm going to send you guys his latest single. It's called Lucky Tonight. And,
I like that. Lucky tonight. Feeling lucky tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's a tribute to the family, and it's a tribute to the next generation of Wilsons who are doing great things like yourself, Dre Boogie. So, you know, we just want to give a shout out tonight, you know what I'm saying, and say hello to the family. And
we done played Uncle Charlie and everything.
All right. Well, then, matter of fact, like I said, when I get off of here now, I'm going to be forwarding Lucky Tonight to you guys by any means. He's out of D.C., Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Okay. And so,
that's
another
stomping ground. See?
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
that's
sir.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you know?
I know you was government. I know you were political, sir. Out of Washington D.C. Right?
You know, out of D.C., man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's where all the great minds are at. You know. Supposedly, supposedly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like the show, man. Like I said, we got a chance to. I got a chance to put Blog Talk Radio on the MySpace as well, and we're definitely promoting your show, Boogie Nights.
It's a beautiful thing.
And we got a chance to put a blog out there as well. So you know, this is all family, and we just want to make sure that we let everybody know that the family's doing some great things here in 09 and beyond. So we're proud of you, man, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, sir. And because of, we just going to keep on talking and making sure that we bring this original music to them. You know what I mean? That's the premise of the whole thing. And then right after that, we'd see, are you protecting your music? Are you taking care of your music correctly? Have you filled out the right paperwork to make sure that you're protected in your intellectual property?
Absolutely.
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 You got the right splits. Have you talked to all the people who contributed to the thing? You know what I mean?
Right,
and are you
right.
in the right? Are you putting other responsibilities in the right people's hands so they
and
can take,
the,
it, take
and,
it to the
and,
next level?
And you're the best person to talk to about that because I know when I first got in the game and you mentioned to me about the artist splits, you know, and the side artist agreements and things of that nature, when I got in the game, I learned that through you, you know, and so, you know, you're the best person to be talking about that stuff, you know, and so I hope everybody listening tonight understands that they have someone there that's knowledgeable that can speak about this thing and really listen in and learn from what Dre Boogie has to say, because Dre Boogie definitely has the knowledge and the wherewithal to be able to give you what you need to learn
some kind of advice, man.
Yeah,
some kind of like cool, fair direction.
Yeah,
like let's make it happen. Some of that other stuff, you know, everybody need. I need somebody to help me, you know, finance a little stuff and you know do little things. But some of the other things, you gotta get there. You gotta protect that stuff as you do it.
Absolutely.
And that's when you're doing your stuff from the heart anyway. You know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't nobody. Pretty much, probably not even getting paid just to do the material. Nah, I don't know. I think you're probably doing it with a collab with your people that you've been around and in your studios, and y'all coming there and y'all trying to make some good stuff happen.
Exactly.
And so yeah, and so just protect the music at that point. That you know, that's what the point right there at that. Yeah, you just get you know this song is that's the kind of piece of pie I want. You know,
I tell you now, you know, and give my shout out to Tony Two True as well.
Two True is up to the game, man.
That matter
and
of fact,
so
like,
I enjoy
like,
working
like,
with him.
And like I said, I'm about to send you guys some the next single from Any Means called Lucky Tonight, and it's like I said, I think it's gonna be. A summer banger that we all need to hear and need to be promoting. Okay.
Okay.
And so
that's no problem. You
I just
go,
wanted
you
to shock
it,
y'all tonight.
We gonna spin
wanted,
it.
I just wanted to shock y'all tonight. I got on and wanted to give you guys a shout out and
man, thank
good
you.
To talk to y'all, man.
Man, good talking to you though, Frankie. Check this out. You send that thing, and we definitely gonna spin it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And then, and you're gonna put them on the line with us, and
absolutely. That's a done deal.
Yeah, and then maybe check us out on Friday and check the rhymes with Goldie Gold. You know what I mean? Goldie Gold and Tony Tutu, man.
Sure.
And so, because we're going to be like boom, boom, boom. We are having the music by then. And so that's what's up. That he'll be in rotation. And
sure
so we
will.
Can talk
appreciate
about it on
that.
Friday.
Appreciate that. Very much so. Very much so.
And that's how fast we're going.
And matter of fact, I'll have any means call in as well.
Okay.
All right.
That's no problem, man. So he said, go ahead and send it to DreBoogieMusic@gmail.com right now. We're trying to put it on there.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I think the computer's upgraded to turbo, so we like.
Okay, well, we got turbo. Okay, let's see. I'm getting ready.
Snap the songs. Upload, you know, we have to upgrade to get an upload. But it's
exactly,
okay.
exactly. I'm sending it right now to dreboogiemusic@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending it to you right as we speak. So,
we're going to play something else.
I'll be listening to you.
Can you see
Goldie Gold? Y'all like it. It's y'all like it. I guarantee you it's a summer banger. Y'all going to love it.
I trust you. You've been in the studio and everything. We're trying to get it on the air.
Okay.
But what we got? We working on a couple of men. So look, what we're gonna do is we're gonna. Wait a minute. Hold on. We gotta take this caller too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm raising my hand. I feel like I'm in school. I'm raising my hand. I'm doing that raising hand. Look, email me something too. I'm trying to spend some stuff too.
Dude, that prank. It got to happen.
Look. Y'all can't be leaving Uncle F out. Now email me some shit too, so I can spend it. God,
that's real. Uncle F say,
We gonna spin it. Okay, can I get my email address out? Okay.
Please do.
Okay, listen. The artist, look. Email me some material.
Okay, sure will.
Here's the email, all jokes aside. FNF.
FNF?
1989.
@msn.com.
You know,
that's FNF1989@msn.com. I got that.
Right. You know, send me some material because, like, you know, we already said it on this show. We need the network. So,
absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. And you know, like I said, I'm just happy to see that brothers are coming together. And not trying to hurt each other and trying to work with each other and trying to build each other up to be successful entrepreneurs. And you know, we have it in us, you know. And think about it, you know, black folks, you know, we've been engineers and entrepreneurs and been bringing things and making things all these years. I mean, you think about the lights, you think about everything that we've done in society. That society hasn't recognized. It's time for us in this generation to bring it back. I mean, you know, let's start making stuff. Let's start bringing stuff back. Let's start working together. Network.
Hey, Frank, this is Too True. How you doing, man?
Too True. What's up, brother?
Man, God is good, man. Hey, man, you guys. I need you guys to help me out, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you guys know this is Boogie Nights, right?
Yes, sir.
You guys got to tell Andre, man, that Boogie Nights don't mean thumping boogers at each other. You know what I'm saying? But no, on the serious side, this cut playing low in the background.
Yes.
That's your cousin Brian Wilson, man.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's Brian. Let's beat it up, right?
Okay,
Let's beat it up.
Okay.
That's another Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
F, my boy, man, I love you, man. I'm
froze for a minute. I'm trying to unthaw myself.
Yeah. You know, good, man. I'm loving this movement that is happening, that
absolutely.
The creator allowed me to be involved in, man, and just being associated with people like you. It's like every day God
likewise.
Put in place You know, God puts in place everybody we need as long as you are on the path of righteousness.
There you go.
Exactly. And that simply means just doing the right thing.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. Exactly. Thinking the right thing and speaking the right thing.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
Now,
Tony, teacher, look, check this out. Remember what you just said about speaking the right thing, right? And right now as we speak, this is the right thing to share. I don't know if y'all got the notification, but did you hear, I really can't use the word rumor because it's really true, that they trying to shut down dealing with a particular black radio station.
Right.
Hear about that?
Right. Huh. Right. Right.
Did y'all
right.
hear about that? Yes or no?
Right.
I've
heard some. I've heard some talk around that. If not any that specific language, but yeah, I've heard that a lot of talk about on traditional radio, black radio in particular. It's taking a lot of heat all of a sudden, you know.
Right,
what I'm saying? They're taking all, but that's the most powerful thing about the internet right now. See, it's a worldwide thing that belongs to the creator, and nobody owns it. Nobody owns it.
Right.
And you know, like that's why like big companies like Blog Talk Radio should recognize like Blog Talk Radio does that. People like Frank Wilson and Tony Tutu, DJ F can get 10 servers and do this shit ourselves if we don't act
right. Right, right.
But you're not going to stop us. The movement is going on because it's not about Too True or F or Goldie Gold. It's about the movement. Artists are hot. They need these spins. And as long as I'm breathing, we're going to spin hot music. And not only spin hot music, we're going to create ways to get these kids, or not kids, I'm an old guy, so I'm going to say what I feel, but get these youngsters opportunities to do shows in Baltimore, Atlanta, Rialto, California, Oklahoma City.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? So they can start eating. Everybody trying to eat, man. You got these artists out here that are working really, truly hard at their craft. But, you know, you might know how to rap, but you might not know how to make a contact with F.
Right,
with a DJ F that can hook you up with 10 shows in Boston or something.
Absolutely.
You know, you coming back feeling pretty good, you know?
Right, exactly.
But you have the only way these guys are going to know this is by networking.
That's right. And sorry for cutting you off. Let me tell you something else very important that what we need to do on this serious tip. You know how you supposed to have a plan B, right?
And
I'm not trying to knock something. But put it this way, what we need to do is actually start sending stuff so I or you can have it in your hand. You know what I'm saying? And basically, I don't just put it out there. Let's don't depend on the internet. Let's don't depend on the internet. It's more like this. Look, if your material's hot and you already know you're networking with somebody, go ahead and mail the person directly to the address or email it, and vice versa. The other person should do the same thing. And then if that DJ is spinning in the club, play the music.
Exactly.
Give a person the feedback. And see, the reason why I know this stuff, because I've been DJing since 89, and when I used to be in the record pool, we had to give back a feedback sheet. And if you ain't give back a feedback sheet, you know what I'm saying? If somebody hear this, they'll know. Unruly know what I'm talking about. If dealing with this company, if you don't give them a feedback sheet at that end of each Friday, guess what? You wouldn't collect your records. And we used to collect records, and I'm not joking, y'all. We used to collect exclusive records every Friday, and it'd be about between 40 to 90 records each Friday. I miss that, y'all. It's like a candy bar. I miss that shit. For real. Me as a DJ, just imagine every Friday you'd be like, damn, I'm going to pick up 90 records or 40 records or 50 records.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's too many records to be picking up. I used to go in my room and spend. I used to, serenade my mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and moms were like, what you got new? And I just go and spin it. I'm like, I got this new, blah, blah, blah. And I used to have records, and I'm not joking. It'd be like, for example, 2000, and 9, and I have this record, and it'll play on the air 2010 in the middle of the year of that year. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I already had that, example, 6 months or 8 months or a year. So, you know, that's what we need to do in the, you know, in the nutshell. Network.
Sounds good.
Exactly. And you know, we call it over here in the political realm and in the realm that I'm involved in, we call it building relationships. See, the problem with brothers, and have been in the past, is we have never understood how to build relationships with each other. Okay? We've always been competitive and competing against one another when all we simply, and I'm going to tell you, I don't want to throw it out there, but I have to. Society told us and taught us that we got to compete. And see, we've been competing for the house. We've been competing for whatever we've been competing for. They set it up to where we had to compete for everything all the way back 300 years when we were in slavery. When we were in slavery, we were competing. Okay, so you know, it's a generational curse that we have to break. But to understand this, what we have to understand as a people, and brothers especially, because we're the leaders of our people, okay?
Yes,
we have to understand that we have to build relationships with one another. Andre got a gift. Tony Tutu, you got a gift. FNF, you got a gift. Everybody has gifts that God has given you to bring to the table, okay? Your gift is not for yourself. Your gift is for everybody else. See,
right.
And once we understand that, then we know that, we're good at this and we don't take it personal. What I'm good at, Andre can use. What I'm good at, Tony Tutu can use, right?
Right. No, exactly. What you are saying is completely, true. When I took a business class, back in the day, my business teacher was like, now check this out, going back to what you were saying about competition and everything, yes, you're supposed to look at your competition, but you're supposed to analyze it. But besides that, you're supposed to go and network with that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, say, for example, if their product is, can I use the word shitty, but anyway, right, you know what I'm saying?
Go
say,
back to
if it was a situation that, that the individual is not conducting business the proper way, you can still go and network with the person, but you got to stay afar, because you don't want, quote-unquote, those weeds to get entangled with your beautiful flower, analyzing stuff, golly. I'm talking
F, check this out right here, F. I'm going to ask you about this when we come back.
It's messed up, man. Why you have to do me like that, yo? That dude got problems.
I really gotta admit that you did a number on me, cause you really had me thinking you would be my one and only. I love you for your realness and everything that you've been through, enough to make my pain irrelevant to attend to. But you couldn't handle the dude, so you took a bite out my heart like a cannibal dude. And you left me in a while like I was animal food, cause the only thing you knew to take from a man is abuse. But that's how love go though, when your significant other make you feel so low. The love played out like a Tommy Hill logo, enough to make me never wanna fall in love no more. But I gotta let it go so I can move on through the world ahead of me and accept I've been played by this girl and let it be so I can keep it moving forward toward my legacy. See, I gotta go to reach and I was rolling when I threw all my emotions in the street and kept it going, knowing that it may be something that I reap, but I don't give a damn about it cause it kept me on my feet. So in other words, if another girl wanna be with me, she's gonna have to ride with me the way I be riding the beat, with skill and technique to fill the next seat, cause it take more than sex to feel to impress me. No more feeling like a pitiful life form, cause now I'm roaming the dark with a beautiful light charm that allow me to see anything that can be a threat. And if you know I'm, forget about them like we never met. And I don't care if they don't like it, this is me at my best, cause I done come a long way from always being depressed. Finally easing the stress and putting my demons to rest, to make them wanna give up and become an honorable guest. Taking phenomenal breaths to get it off of my chest, cause now I'm seeing how a lot of people lose the respect. But not enough to be abusive to the opposite sex, but just enough to make me never wanna settle for less. So I'ma keep pushing like I'm rolling my board, and never let myself ever get caught up messing with whores. So now I'm only living for myself to open the doors into another world I've never been a part of before.
Wait a minute. Stop the beat.
Get right.
What are you doing here?
Take me back.
back. I got some
no,
weed.
No, don't be trying to win me back with no weed, girl. It's too late to get me high. It's too late.
Now, Uncle F, man, you got to tell me what you're feeling about that track, dog. Uh-oh. Don't foul on me. What it do, Big Frank?
Who did that?
Oh, that's my boy Can't Get Right. That's my dude Can't Get Right. You know
hey, hey, now let me tell you this. Tell Dre he need to pull up. Tell him he need to go on and pull up that song so y'all can play. Any means. That's what y'all need to be doing. I already said that to y'all. Y'all got that.
Oh, okay. You know what? I ain't even tripped. I ain't even went over there and looked. We've been over here.
Yeah.
Just,
I know y'all doing it, but I like that. Who you say that was?
Can't Get Right. Yeah.
Can't Get Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
My dude out of the West. You know.
I dig that.
He really off the hook. You know what I'm saying? He really got some real positive stuff going
on. Fellas.
He's deep into man. He just it's a cold brother. Hey, just sit back and I know Uncle F's still there, ain't you?
Yeah, fellas.
Yeah, okay. You still there,
fellas?
Right.
Fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
Okay.
Fellas. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you then.
Yeah, this I know. This is my new cell phone call. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, but I got another one for you. Check this dude out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what? Am I supposed to just sit here and accept it?
Yes.
Just let it tear me alive?
Of course.
Nah. The hell with life. Cause I'm feeling like grabbing this knife, slitting my vein to get rid of this pain. The sickness has came and afflicted my brain with ridiculous rage, while asking myself how can a person get to this stage. And while I figure it, I sit in a cage to stay away from the world when I'm ticked like time bombs. Feeling like the hellish pits is where I'm from, and back to the hellish pits with me when I'm gone. Stuck with a way I didn't choose to make me wish moms got rid of me before I was due. It's true that I hate me. It's true that I don't love me. It's true when I look in the mirror, all I see is ugly. Enough to make me not want to pray to the God above me, because it feel like every time I go to him, all he do is shove me away to the dark where the torment started at. Try to get rid of the hate, but Lucifer brought it back twice as bad. And I'm unhappy with the life I had, because I'm a son of a clueless mom and a trifling dad. A born psychopath trying to walk a righteous path. But if I don't make it through the pain, then I'm not gonna pass.
So I just sit there and watch these demons nag me like,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
The more I'm depressed, the more I'm at my best when it comes to writing about it to get it off my chest. Even as a kid, I was nothing like the rest. Treated foul and couldn't even get the whistle from the ref. And it was no better with the home court advantage, but somehow I stayed a good sport through the damage. And that should tell me something, but to be honest, it tells me nothing other than the reason that these seasons kept me suffering, huffing and puffing, corruption like the substance I'm stuffing to get rid of this ruckus that I'm not in touch with. Twisted, disgusted, wicked, a God trusting misfit, striving to become worthy enough for him to fix this defect, like a video game when you press reset, so when you start over it won't be nothing you regret. Hoping one day I can be somebody that I respect. But to be honest with you, it's something I don't seek yet, so.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yo, yo, yo. Hold up. Yo. Yo, hold up. Time out. Yo, I'm unthawing myself. Yo, that shit was hard. Yo, did you listen to his lyrics?
Can't Get Right.
Hold on, time out. Y'all really not grasping this. Did y'all listen to the lyrics? Oh, shit. This is so
big. Well, you got to understand, Uncle F, this is somebody that he writes that stuff over my house. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yo, hold on. You know, dude.
Yeah, that's my
wow.
That's like my god brother. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, that's
wow.
Your god brother. Hold on, listen. That's your god brother. Listen. That's your god brother, right?
Yeah.
Yo,
I want to do an interview. Yo, send me some music. Yo, I already gave you the email. I'm not saying my house number over the line because people would be calling and be trying to hunt me and shit.
Yeah, if I got your number right here, man.
Oh, yeah, you right. Damn, but don't hunt me. Don't hunt me, say. But look, yo, please. Yo, that was good. I won't let you continue with the show. I'm sorry. I had to get
the break
time.
It on that one.
Yeah, I had to do a little time out. But go ahead.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead. Handle your business. My bad.
Man, it's all good. Boogie, you in there.
Can you play like the first verse again, please?
I'm doing the request.
I'm a guest. I'm requesting.
I got.
One verse and then you can hit stop, please.
I got.
Please.
I got one for you. Hold on.
Please.
I can't get right now.
I don't feel like being like James Brown now.
Yo. I done told y'all before my mind ain't right. That's why I gotta take time when I write. If not, I might fall from the bright. It won't have. I got a call for my life. Involved in the fight of darkness and light. But still, I gotta maintain and remain strange until I learn my purpose and really live out the meaning of my name. But I got these demons all up in my face. Testing me to see if I can get played like I'm bitch made. But I'm too sharp like a switchblade and cause hell like when bad kids play. If you went away, you're bound to get laid. So I blaze to stay sane while I'm recognizing everyday change. With my people going through the same thing. It's like everybody want a gang bang. And drugs slain for they thug change. Talking about the killers, but the only thing they buses out of stains and they hangs. They be thinking that they hard, but they lame when they claim hoods. But it ain't good if you was born a ratchet, cuckoo monger, claiming Inglewood. So now I gotta make it understood, just in case you try to get my name
twisted.
Dog, I just can't get right, but my mentality is futuristic and artistic. When I fit this sick, quick shit for the misfits, the resistance to the nation that's been alike ever since the shit existed. There's a lot of phony niggas trusted, and they truly got me disgusted. But don't be getting me unadjusted, cause I'm not none of those rusters. And I'm not that dealer, not that thug, not the gangster that packs that gun. Not the ice swivel with the cold. I'm just another life from the nation. There's a lot of phony niggas trusted, and it truly got me disgusted. But don't be getting me unadjusted, cause I'm not none of those busters. And I'm not that dealer, not that thug, not the gangster that packs that gun, not the ice river with the cold wrist. I'm just another life from it ain't shit. Until I stop throwing these bits, showing humans getting me pissed. It's all a dibble off the least bits. I bring it twice as hard like a remix, and leave you wired like you taking speed hits. Dog, I'm in the zone, blocking out the demons screaming in my dome. I'm a warrior that's defending my soul, on a mission for reaching all of my goals. And I'm going to travel as far as it goes, until I feel that I'm able to deal with the pressure that's hitting like a fatal blow. Expanding my energy so I can grow into a phenomenal title alone. To alert any enemy opposing when I bring it on, I come as a whole. Even if it seems I got nothing to show, I still have it under control enough to elevate this situation like the dirty that you rolling up. I'm going nuts from all these faulty images. So now I gotta start from scratch and build a new beginning like the book of Genesis. There's a lot of phony niggas trusted.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. This is what I'm about to do. I'm about to walk around the house, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm about to leave out the house and walk around the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he definitely spitting some venom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He definitely spitting some venom, man. You know, and the thing about it with the industry these days, man, they can't handle brothers spitting venom like that. They would rather.
There's some bad cats out there, though.
I'm saying, when
bad cats. That's one of them.
I got at least 30
exactly. That's the reason why it's that much more important for stations like yours, okay, and other stations, because the mainstream, they're afraid of that because brothers like that are too strong. You know what I'm saying? And they don't want us to step out there and be that strong. You see what I'm saying?
We're going to spin it from here, though. They cannot stop it. It's an unstoppable movement. Absolutely unstoppable. I refuse that that which is going to be trying to be formed against us is not going to prosper. We're doing the right thing at the right time, and we hooking up with the right folks. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing.
It can't be stopped.
Nobody said no. Everybody been saying yes.
Absolutely.
Don't say no. That's the page we on. We don't want to hear that. We don't even.
So, is the show going to stay on another 2 hours?
No.
We're
about to go.
We're
about to
have another couple
of minutes. Tell Tony I need two more hours.
We're going to play with the thing. Play with the gang.
He said he needs two more hours. Tell him I need two more hours, yo.
We got some music for it, man. We got some music. And 2 hours is not long enough. Not
no,
on
I said
night,
I
mean,
I said I
check the rhyme.
Yeah, we're
going to
be
we got enough music.
Soon, you know what I'm saying? Soon
yeah, I said I need another 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, Uncle F, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What we're saying is that thing you were talking about to make sure that we do that, let's do that. I mean, it's a smart move. Everybody going to have their genres. Everybody going to have their different stuff. And then we can always try to put our best foot forward to help them and show them how to do it really well independently.
You know. Yeah, we got a lot of things
No is not the answer. Yes is the answer.
You
gotta say yes. Do not say no. Ever.
See you in private. We need to be out alone. I'm asking you this question. Even if you have to tell me no, say yes. And don't say no. Say yes. And don't say no. Can I talk to you in private? You need to be all alone. I'm asking you this question. Even if you have to tell me no. Say yes. And don't say no. Say yes. And don't say no.
And no way you're 3 years and my life's moving so fast. You do right by me, believe it's gon' last. Imagine life, good loving, and money's nothing. A real G by your side that can be trusted. Yeah, you hear about the shows, the club scene. Baby, I'm grown, I understand what love means. You fall, I bleed, you need a feed. Came a soul in the Venus team. Them all gleam, I'm half visions of a hell of a wedding. Rose petal bedding, taking hell, giving you heaven. Till death do us, may your love remain true. Can't and ain't, don't exist, we gon' do it. You represent me, I represent you. Anything I do, you can't feel it, I'm cool. The homies keep daring me, thinking I'm scary. So I ain't gon' ask, here's a ring, we getting married.
Can I talk to you in private? You need to be all alone. I'm asking you this question. Even if you have to tell me no, say yes.
While I haven't been showing how much I'm into you, but I can no longer keep the feelings inside subliminal. Cause I'm rich, you think I gotta be lying. I don't like them other bitches, girl, you gotta be mine. It's a lot of hate and some will try to put that on the G, but I do whatever it takes, I put that on the P. And there was times I wanted you, girl, to feel it rise, but it was more than just hitting, babe. I'm in the building high, see. This the line that I'm willing to press. I don't think too many other dudes realer than West. Yes, hold me down, cause family I adore. I see this together, marry now at the Grammy Awards, yeah. Doing more than less, you gotta bite that. Mrs. Big Joe West, yeah, I know you like that. In this game for keeps, that's what I play for. So please, baby, don't say no.
Can I talk to you in private? You need to be all alone. I'm asking you this question. Even if you have to tell me no, say yes.
Girl, I've been hurt before. No lie, but being with you, I'll hurt no more. Let's ride, pedal all the way to the floor. We both drive, beautiful love we share for sure. That's God. Now, can you see yourself on some other? Not Deuce Max, baby mother. Having our little girl, baby's brother. Any business you wanna run, we taking that. Them twin yachts we got docked, they hating that.
Talk to you,
baby,
private. You need to be all alone. Even if you have to tell me no, say yes, and don't say no, say yes.
Yeah. Don't say no. Do not say no. They we don't want to hear that. Paradise Records don't want to hear that.
Who did that beat? That sound like
that's a young giant. You know, I mean, we got a little DJ Quick right there on the production, and featuring the Dre Boogie, little Danny Girl on there. So we trying to do a little, you know, we stay in the studio, we keep labbing. So we got stuff. And so we just trying to make.
You gotta put that hard work in.
Yeah, definitely.
You gotta put that hard work in. You know what I'm saying? God damn, put the hard work in. But go ahead.
I seen the first lady, that's what she was telling the kids today on CNN, like, well, stop right there. She said, hard work. She was like, and they was like, hard work. Put the hard work in. You know what I mean?
And a hard day at work ain't nothing better than some pussy.
Yeah, watch this. Ain't nothing better. Check this out.
Pussy real good.
Yeah.
Extra good.
Hey, yo, I called this her rat. She didn't think that I would call back. She had to jump off, she a fallback. Looking all that.
Anyway, fellas, we still here. I just that's our last.
Get his balls bad if she see me spark that green.
We after hours, you know what I'm saying? We up late somewhere.
About to go through this. It's boogie night. It was very fun. I like enjoy talking. We like doing this. Yeah. If you ain't got none, go get some. If you don't got none, go get some. Yeah, you can only get this on Blog Talk Radio. Unless they make us mad, then it.
Say Boogie, Doggy Dog, my boy Uncle F, Brother Frank Wilson called in tonight, chopped it up, stopping the pearls, breaking. What it's all about, man. Are you guys still with me?
Yeah. Who's that right there?
That's Danny Girl right there. Dre Boogie.
Dre.
You know.
That's
hot. You know.
That's hot.
I'm telling you, man, it's all over, man. See, I'm a visionary.
That's hot.
Type of guy, you know. I visualize, you know, all these artists getting together and all of you guys, collaborating, man, and we touring the country.
Absolutely.
Touring the country, man. I visualize seeing you guys' careers just sprout and prosper. You know, that's what we're doing right here. Great show. radio like my boy DJ F out of Baltimore, you know. We're going to network, man. We're going to do this thing, man. We're after hours right now, you know. Obviously, our structure fell all apart, but it's been a good night, man. I know, is that my boy Steve Penn on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
man, I'm tuning in.
Yeah, real talk, man. That's beautiful. F, you still there, baby?
I'm here. I'm here all day. You know what I'm saying? You know I was taught this. I don't know what at work. You know what I'm saying? Stayed up late last night and staying up again. But see, this is how you put your hard work in. All just
right.
Aside. All just aside. Look, check this out. When we try to tell individuals to call, you know, the radio station and whatnot, and you supporting them, but they can't even support themselves, it's crazy. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's real
so
crazy.
Definitely, if my tail is not, like, I'm tired or not busy, you know, don't have studio time or a business meeting, most definitely I'm going to tune in point
right.
blank. It's going to be one or the other. I'm going to tune in for that whole hour, 2 hours, 60 minutes. Or if I got called within 10 minutes, you know, and share some love, I'm going to do so. People
that's
need to up. Do that, and they missing out. They really missing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, but you know what? You're absolutely right. And it's taken the movement and shows like this and individuals like, you know, you and all of us to continue to push this cause forward. And the way I try to look at it, you know, my grandma used to tell me that the Bible said, you know, that we need to be thankful for all things. And when I was about 15, my mom died, and I'm like, how in the hell am I supposed to be thankful for that? But now at 50, in retrospect, I look back, I know exactly what that means. You have to look for the good in things. So what I did was I said, well, you know, everyone will not share the same level of enthusiasm about this as I am at the same time, but as long as I know that I'm thinking right, you know, my purpose is right. See, when we take ourselves out of the scenario and we want to give and do something for others and understanding how that works, we're going to get what our hearts desire, you know, because it's a promise. So it's not about me. It's about, you know, meeting people like F and Dre Boogie and all of the other people, many names I can keep going on and on saying, you know, Steve Penn, everybody, you know, my boy out of Atlanta, hot as hell, Monte Carlo, you know. We have to support one another. We have to make a concerted effort to go out every day and network, you know. Hey, call and listen to my boy F show. You got to listen to it. It's no excuse because Blog Talk Radio archives the show. You know, blogtalkradio.com archives all the shows that we do. So you're not really missing anything. But as long as we're networking, and spreading the words, and, like, if you hear a hot artist, this man DJ F can get his people in Baltimore to spin your music in the nightclubs, you know, where they shaking their booty at, where they listening to music. And if they say, man, who is that? Who is that? Uncle F can make it happen for you. You know, Two True Radio can make it happen for you. We're going to put you over there in Atlanta, or, you know, we'll do whatever we need to do to make this happen, you know. But
exactly.
We got to network and help one another, man, and love on one another, you know, and you can't steal a gift from God.
Right, exactly. Right. And I want you going to push, you know, the music that, you know, I send you and vice versa.
Oh, you know I am. It's
that's going to be in his plans anyway, you know. God gonna set that date. We already know it's in the future, but you know God gonna already set that date.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. That's real talk, man. I'm gonna be doing at least like I'm contemplating between an hour a day or, you know, 2 hours a day, where, you know, because we're already on like Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays set. But I'd like for us to be on Mondays through Saturdays, so 2 days during the week. For an hour or two each day, I'm going to come with another show, and I'm going to be getting together with my people like DJ F, Boogie, and everybody else, Goldie Gold, and we're going to put together an interesting format along these lines of, you know, opening doors for the independent and unsigned artists, not just music, but, you know, all of them, actors, and, you know, we need to be a part of this movement, the whole thing, you know. The underground is coming to the surface.
Exactly.
You know? And we're a very intricate part of this, man, you know, and we have an opportunity to lead, and like F and I was talking about last night, you know, teaching, you know. Teaching, right.
And see the thing about it, I don't want to share, you know, too much on air, but you know we'll talk about it off air. But it was something that I'm gonna be a little bit careful with my words. It was an individual shared something with me, and it was like, you ever thought about doing promotion like this, dealing with this website, right? And it was a trick that this individual did, and this individual has, quote unquote, two shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you get exactly where I'm coming from, because
right.
Think about it. You got to connect, so it's like two things. You know what I'm saying? So you need two arms, a right and a left. And
right.
I was like, I don't know if I can handle, you know, a right and a left. And he was like, think about it. It's just like a split personality. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, quote unquote, this individual, he completely pulled it off. And I'm like, damn, I was like, I never thought, you know, that you can, you know, do that. But you really can't even think about that in that type of mind frame. When God give you a gift, you do it. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You do it. You do it.
You can't say, I can't, or I'm doubting. You know what I'm saying? You can't put doubts in your mind, baby.
No, you can't. You can't. And like, little things, F, like the word if. Like, everybody around me will tell you, like, I'm notorious about the word if, because if, unconsciously, in an inadvertent way, gives you the, you know, I might flop, but it's okay. You know, because if. But, like, when you remove if from your consciousness on, you know, achieving your goals, there's no room for failure. Failure is not an option, you know. And like with the, like me, like, you know, I look at the thing like this. I know that Boogies was saying earlier, you know, no weapons formed against this shall prosper. You know, historically in America, you know, like, you know, white people have had the power, you know. You know, in this country, you know, they own everything. They run into everything. But one thing that's really powerful about the radio and this movement, this internet radio and this movement that we're involved in, because of the team that we belong to, the creator, and it's ordained for this to go down, Blog Talk Radio and no other internet network will be able to stop it. The best thing that, you know, like, this is a good thing, this venture for Blog Talk Radio, too, because this thing is a big thing. And Blog Talk Radio, I don't see them, you know, advertising on the television and things like that. They have some very huge sponsors and, Microsoft, a lot of different sponsors, and it's a billion-dollar corporation. They've been in business, and they're doing, as a matter of fact, blogtalkradio.com is the number one internet broadcast network in the world. And, you know, they got awards, and they're really the only ones that will let you have an opportunity free to develop a radio. But my concept, F, and everybody else who's listening, is this. It's like, I'm not interested in a radio show for me or being a radio host. I'm doing that because it's imperative that I do this. God put me in this position. But at the same time, I'm thinking more on the lines of a internet radio network.
I remember you know, we were sharing that for like 5 minutes. I remember
right.
that.
Right. Right. And the thing is, understanding, like Obama said it best when we elected him, he brought that message of change. Whether anybody realized, accepted, or aware of it or not, our world is in a universal shift. Things are different now. Everything is different now. It's about new money right now. It's about new money. The old money used to be real good. It's about new money. And how has new money come about? It's come up through innovation and newness. So we have to learn how to do business a new way. And the internet, emailing, instantaneous messages. You got a hot track, send it to me. I think you did that last night on your show. Or you and I, or something happened. I remember that I either emailed the show a song and you emailed me one and it was up immediately while we were doing the show. That's how fast things are. That's why it's important for everybody to be up on it. But nobody can stop this movement. Who are they going to go after? You're going to take Too True and F off Blog Talk Radio and chump yourself. And like the next night, we have 100 servers that and we're still doing it, but bigger, when you could have been a very intricate part of that. And that's why I love Blog Talk Radio, because they gave us this opportunity, you know. And you've got people on, man, I do like you do, F. I listen to shows. But now I'm only listening to shows that are similar to what we're doing, because when I listen to shows like this guy on Blog Talk Radio is a black conservative, and that's what he calls himself, the black conservative. If you listen to this guy, he's depressing. So I don't really have a reason to be listening to him, because it's not conducive to what I'm doing. I need to be listening to shows like F, you know, F Show, you know, and the other shows that you're going to send me a list of. We were talking about that earlier, but I know, yeah, I can go on and on and on, F, but I'm not.
But scared. No, everything good, because yeah, this how I look at it. You know, the airwaves, you know, really need to listen to this and just eat this up. They really do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because going back to what you were saying, check this out. After my show, you know, yesterday, I go and log on somebody else's show once again, you know, to do a little investigation, analyze something, you know, listen to, call in. You know how I do. Me and you already talked about that. And I go and tune in, and they talk a whole bunch of bull crap. You know what I'm saying? I can understand, because for me, on the first tip, I know how to conduct business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know how to be, you know, a businessman, and you know this. And then I know how to trip out, and you know I can trip out. But
right,
it's a certain time, you know, when you need to cut it off and take care of your business. And then you can flip-flop, you know, and trip. But you
right,
got to keep it well-balanced.
But
well
when you're in the conference room,
you got to keep it well-balanced.
Yeah, what you're saying is when you're in the conference room, pull your damn pants up and tighten your belt up. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to say to you, to you blessed artists that are happening to be within the earshot of my voice right now. Like, I want to tell you something. Like, particularly, I'm really specifically talking to the African-American young man. When you do business with people of other cultures, let me just be straight up, with white guys and with white men in particular, you have to be intelligent. You can't, you're hurting yourself going into dealing with the person talking rough and like you're a gangbanger or a gangster or something like that. Calm down. Try to get some etiquette about yourself if you want to be successful, because you can be the hottest shit on the street, and if you cannot impress upon a person that you are the type of person that they can really work with easily, you know, if they got to take something to the conference, that, you know, they'll be able to resolve it and come out ahead, as opposed to having you in there screwing your career up. You know, that's just like you're going to go to a job interview and you wearing some dirty ass shit and you got some stinking ass cologne on, you know. You can't do that, man. If you want to get ahead, you need to try to watch somebody successful, like DJ F or Dre Boogie or Goldie Go. Watch how they present themselves, you know, and then you won't be believing that the whole world's picking on you. The world's not picking on you, but you can't scare people. And a lot of people are intimidated by the way black men are, you know, we're aggressive. You know, not all of us. Some of us know how to act, man. What you think about that shit I just said, man?
Did you smell my cologne? Damn, I
wiped that shit out.
Some people are allergic to that. No,
shit,
because I was getting ready to go out later on tonight, and I put this cologne on. I ain't know you smelled it, and it stinks.
Man, wash that shit out, Jeff. You know better than that.
No, I'm talking about, do it stink for real? Because
wash that shit off, man.
I'm about to put my other one on. Guess what? Y'all need to check out that cologne.
Which one, though?
It's called Poo-Poo.
Oh, shit.
Poo-Poo. That's
Poo-Poo.
A good cologne. Poo-Poo.
Poo-Poo.
Yeah. I I'm about to put a poo-poo on.
Yeah. You're going to need to bathe your ass with some Apex and do some shit like that.
Oh, remember, that wasn't a true story.
Hey, oh,
y'all need to listen to that archive. That was what, yesterday? What yesterday?
Yeah, that was
your
show yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You need to tell them where they can come listen to your show at, man. Do that right now, F, man, because I'm going to shut it down, man. We after hours tonight.
I know. What is my show site? It's www.blogtalkradio, which everybody know, .com/FNF Studio. That's the letter F, the letter N, the letter F, STUDIO. Sometimes you know how you got to spell stuff out because people get stuff scrutinized and mixed up. People will be like, studios. I ain't say nothing with no F. I just said studio, and that's it.
One.
Studios. I ain't say no F. Just STUDIO, and that's it. But you know what I'm saying? Once again, you know, I love to, you know, network with y'all. And thank y'all for, you know, letting me participate and share my knowledge, you know, on the radio station and everything.
Man,
you
that's
know,
beautiful,
I'm,
man.
I'm
you know
still
we're
here
appreciate
with you.
That. Yeah, man, I know that I'm blessed, man. You know, God blessed me like that. And you're another blessing, man, to my life and to True Radio. All of you guys, my brother Steve Penn, my brother Kevin R., the comedian, all of you guys, man, and I look forward to us getting closer, man. You guys got me not giving a damn about being scared to fly now. I'm getting to know too many good people, so Too True finna get his ass in the air, man, and we're going to collaborate, pop bottles together. Well, you know, I'll be popping Perrier bottles, but you know what I mean. Come have a ball, man. Smoke some Cali trees. Yeah. You know what I'm
I know that's right. I know that's right. I'm about to pop my bottle now. That water. Like,
I know that. Hey man, I love you guys, man. Hey, here's Dre Boogie, man. I'm gonna let y'all holler at Dre Boogie and Goldie Go one more time. But I'm out, man. Hey, F, Steve, I'm gonna be at y'all emails tomorrow and y'all phones, man. We gotta do this shit.
That's
we
right.
Will.
Most definitely. Go.
You hung in here, baby.
Oh, I'm in here.
Yeah, I said you hung in here, baby. That's how you got to do. You got tag team. Y'all tag team. That's right. Tap me in, but like, look here. Let me get in the ring.
We just going to keep
but
on.
But yeah, you know, it was an excellent show. For real, it was an excellent show. You know, y'all put your hard work in, keeping the, you know, good work and, you know, and do what you got to do, entertain the crowd.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I want some more of that music, though. You know, I should have been.
No, I want some of the music that you played. You ain't
yeah, I got some get right coming for you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Frank, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
Hey, man, did you, what email did you send that to?
To Dre Boogie. Music@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Why don't you send it real quick to goldiegold09@gmail.com.
Goldiegold09?
Yeah.
GoldieGold09@gmail.com.
You already got it, Gray.
You know.
But I gotta have it for my archive though, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely F. Let me you said that was FNF1989@msn.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was off the memory bank right there, you know what I'm saying? You know, so.
Yeah, we're going to shoot the email and everything. That's how we're going to do.
You know, normally we'd be chopping it up, you know, after hours like this, you know, I can get emails and play music and stuff at the same time, you know what I'm saying?
Multitask.
Station work right, you know what I'm saying? Because it act right sometimes, but not all the time.
Right.
You know, so if I could get that email quick enough, then we'd be in here bumping in a second. You okay, know.
Yeah, I just sent it out to you, Andre.
Damn,
I think I'm here.
Oh, yeah, we here. We going to be here, you know.
Yeah, we going to be here tonight.
We can learn. We stay on all night long for about, like, 2-3 hours until they be like, hey, those guys are still streaming. Come on, click. You know what I'm saying? They took our music,
But they can't take our voices, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, go. Look, another thing that we have, you know, in plans, we're going to do something real exclusive and do some shows, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about dealing with internet shows. And talk to Tony, he'll tell you that, because like I said, for me, I don't like sharing too much information on air, you know what I'm saying? Anybody. How I look at it, like we said, you know, God created us, and everybody has their mental status of thinking, and basically how I look at it, everybody thinks the same. You know what I'm saying? My idea can be your idea, but you probably step it up another level. You probably put a little bit more spice into it. But we got this very creative idea of doing shows and stuff. And he'll share that, you know, with you. Just tell him about the back-to-back show stuff, and he'll tell you.
That's right.
We did back-to-back shows for 2 weeks, man. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, but we talking about a big chain. Once again, talk to Tony True, and he'll tell you the idea, because like I said, I don't want to share it, you know, too much, you know what I'm saying, and somebody grasp on our quote-unquote idea. You know what I'm saying? But he'll tell you about it. It's beautiful, though.
We've dealt with that. You know, people, they can have our ideas because, you know, we're still going to be the best at it.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
if they need a rock, you know what I'm saying, we'll kick them a rock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can have it.
I just try to keep things, you know, undercover a little bit, you know, it's possible. But, you know, basically what it is now, you want to share it, but here it is, I don't give you 90% of it. What we was going to do is more like let the East Coast, the West Coast go ahead and meet, and we go ahead and have a chain of shows back to back. So, you know, I'll be like, look here, tune in to so-and-so show. You know what I'm saying? At such and such time, bam, bam, and then that show come on and vice versa. Oh, I like to thank so-and-so because they just, you know, played, et cetera, et cetera. And we share each other music. You know, I'll be playing, you know, different tunes, and then you'll be playing different tunes, you know, dealing with somebody from Baltimore, Virginia, New York. I'll be playing somebody from Miami, California. You see what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
And we just keep on doing that in a chain, but it's going to be so many shows
that
they're going to keep on hearing our name. And they're going to be like, damn, I ain't never seen nothing like that before or heard anything like that before, but we're going to do that.
This what I just got from Frank. This Mr. Buckham.
All right.
Say mine.
No, this I got this an hour ago. Yeah, I thought I heard Frank say, that ain't mine.
No, that ain't mine. That ain't me.
Okay, okay.
That ain't me. That's still banging, though.
Yeah, it's banging. Yeah, definitely. That's a 10 coming in.
Hey, well, you know what? We get music from everywhere. I'm just in the wrong place.
That's your bang, though.
You know, it is. Got my whole voice.
That's like 100%. I need it on 100. Like, push the play button. We don't know. Boom. The play button. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we just got that an hour ago is what I'm saying. Yeah, so that's something new.
Hey, look, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas. I'm going to check y'all out later, and y'all have a blessed one, okay?
All right. Then. F. All right.
Yeah.
We'll get busy with you tomorrow.
Okay, then, for sure. Have a blessed one, yo.
You too.
Peace.
Yeah. Big Frank.
Yeah. This is how we end up the boogie night after hours, I guess. Chopping it up.
You know what I'm talking about.
I think that joint you just got, that was Mr. Buckle.
Yeah, Mr. Buckle, yeah.
Yeah, that's my homie from the A, man.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, that's some beautifulness right there. I like that. That's some more of that hotness, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what we're here for, you know. That's what I'm about. I'm going to spin it, you know what I'm saying?
It don't stop. Oh, my God.
Man, ouch.
Yeah.
I'm just loving it, though. Shoot.
I got to drive to the house.
Yeah, we're gonna do it like this, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, blogtalkradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Big ups, Boogie Nights. Don't forget, check the rhymes Friday nights. You know what I'm saying? That's West Coast time, 8 p.m., you know, 347-884-8065. Almost forgot my number. Don't miss Saturdays, you know, Real Talk with Miss Diamond Tony 2 True, 646-915-9192. Hey, go to go out of this piece. Ahala.
Peace.